Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the only tropical fish podcast that is hosted live on the air. Join the passionate tropical fish keeper, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, for a fun and educational tropical fish episode. This is the Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, where freshwater and saltwater fish and aquariums are discussed. Aqua Alex has over 12 years of fish keeping experience and over 3 years of podcasting experience. He will show you his passion for tropical fish with this episode. You can call in live at 516-418-5674 to chat tropical fish and join the chat. Now, let's chat fish. Here's Aqua Alex live from his fish room next to his 125-gallon aquarium in West Palm Beach, Florida. Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast is now live.
Tropical fish keepers, and welcome to Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I hope you're all doing great and are ready for an exciting episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. I'm your host, Aqua Alex Cardinelli, coming to you from my fish room here in West Palm Beach, Florida. I hope all your fish are doing great and I hope you're enjoying your aquariums. Before I start today's show, I would like to announce that I have a YouTube channel that I want all the fish keepers to check out. The name of my YouTube channel is Alex's Aquariums, and there's a video on there that I'm really proud of that I worked hard on, and I would like fish keepers to check it out. It's a fish Q&A that I did with one of my good friends, Matt Dibidoo, and myself. So if you're into watching YouTube, definitely check it out, Alex's Aquariums. Check out that Q&A video. And also I'll be uploading a Imperial Tropicals unboxing video on a couple of chocolate cichlids that I got. So I've got some amazing fish videos coming. I'm going to be doing my podcast, and then obviously I'll be doing videos on tropical fish on Alex's Aquariums. So I figured I'd let you guys know. So go check out my YouTube channel. Anyways, today it's time for our second episode of the Catfish Cave. Last time on the Catfish Cave, I discussed the tiger shovelnose catfish and the lima shovelnose catfish. My lima shovelnose catfish is doing really well, but sadly, my largest jade goby killed and ate my tiger shovelnose catfish. I'm assuming it was the jade goby because I found the carcass of the tiger shovelnose, which sucks because it was one of my personal favorite fish. It's all right, however, because I'm going to be getting some new fish from Malone's Monsters on Friday, and I'll add a bigger tiger shovelnose to the order, so I'll be getting a bigger tiger shovelnose. Now, if you're a fan of catfish, this series is for you. Last week, we talked about tiger shovelnose and lima shovelnose. If you missed my episode on tiger shovelnose and lima shovelnose, please listen to that when you get a chance by going to blogtalkradio.com/AquaAlexAquariums or searching for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast on iTunes and other podcast platforms. Again, if you missed our episode on the tiger shovelnose and lima shovelnose, you can check it out by going to blogtalkradio.com/AquaAlexAquariums or searching for Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast on iTunes and other podcast platforms. Tiger shovelnose and lima shovelnose catfish belong to the genus of catfish that I'm going to be discussing today. That genus is Pimelotus. Pimelotus is a huge genus. There are a ton of species of catfish in this family. The most common species include Pictus catfish, which are very popular in the aquarium hobby, four-line Pictus catfish, which grow larger than Pictus, ornate Pictus, which are one of my favorites, shovel-nose catfish, and even red-tailed catfish. Yes, the red-tailed catfish belong to the Pimelotus family. Pimelotus belong to the family of catfish known as Pimelidae. Pimelidae catfish, there are 128 species and 29 genres. Pimelotus is one of the most common genus in the family, but Pimelidae genus also has all the shovel-nose catfish, red-tailed catfish, vulture catfish, and more. Today, I will be discussing some of the most popular Pimelotus catfish species and some of the monster fish keepers, like myself, favorite species. Species I will be discussing today: Pictus catfish, four-line Pictus catfish, ornate Pimelotus, vulture catfish, marble acara. Those are the catfish species that I'm going to talk about today. If you have any questions and you're listening live and you have questions on Pimelotus catfish or any of the species that I'm talking about, you can call in live. The call-in number is 516-418-5674. All right, with that being said, let's get started because I have a lot to talk about on today's episode. And I'm going to start with the ever-so-popular Pictus catfish. It's very common. It's one of the most common Pimelotus species of catfish. Pictus catfish have an unmistakable white body highlighted with black spots and huge barbels which reach all the way down to their caudal fin. You will notice it's a very active and fast fish and does well in larger aquariums, 55 gallons and up for the Pictus catfish. As a word of caution, it should be noted that their pectoral fins are extremely sharp. So when transporting Pictus cats, and really all species of Pimelotus catfish, you need to be very careful. Don't use a regular fish net as they will get their fins stuck, and this can cause significant damage. Instead, you should use a plastic container. This catfish is silver-colored with lots of black spots. It has transparent fins and white barbels. Its body is long and slender, and in captivity, it will generally grow to about 5.5 inches in length. One of the most distinguishing features of the Pictus catfish is its whiskers. They are actually called barbels, and all catfish have them. These barbels can reach all the way down to the caudal fin. In the wild, catfish use their barbels to help navigate in muddy waters. Pictus catfish are also known for having sharp spines and fins, which have been known to damage other fish that try to eat the Pictus catfish. Similar to most catfish, the Pictus also have a forked tail and a large downturned mouth. Pictus catfish are found in warm rivers and streams all over South America. Now, when setting up an aquarium for the Pictus cat, you should use a sandy substrate. You should also try to emulate the flow of river water, so use a good quality hang-on-back filter or canister filter. This will be able to create an adequate amount of current to keep your Pictus cat healthy and happy. The filtration system is crucially important with Pictus cats because they create a lot of waste. So a healthy amount of filtration helps keep water parameters stable because Pimelotus catfish and the Pictus catfish are extremely sensitive towards nitrates. Now, if you're going to have plants and ornaments in your aquarium, you should have lots of hiding places for them because they like to hide in their aquarium. So I recommend driftwood, river rocks, and caves. But you can also have plants and ornaments in your aquarium. So by having driftwood, river rocks, caves, plants, and ornaments, it's going to give your Pictish cat some place to cover and have shelter if it's startled. But in addition to having hiding spots, Pictish cats need large open spaces to swim and exercise. These are a very active catfish, and they need to be kept in groups. So personally speaking, if you're looking at getting a Pictish cat, I personally recommend a 75-gallon aquarium for four. Four Pictish cats in a 75-gallon aquarium. Now, the Pictish catfish is primarily nocturnal. However, it will be active during the day. Its tank should be dimly lit. In addition, because of their low light requirements, you can include live plants such as hornwort and java moss. In the wild, you will find Pictish catfish in shoals. So bear this in mind when thinking about getting Pictish catfish. Always keep them in groups of at least four. Now, their full-grown size is up to 6 inches in length, but generally speaking, you'll find them at 5 inches at the most, 5.5 inches at the most. Tank size, 55 gallons and bigger works for Pictish cats if you're going to do two or more. If you're going to do four or more Pictish cats, I personally recommend 75 gallons and larger. As for the water temperature for the common Pictish cat, you should keep the water between 75 degrees and 81 degrees Fahrenheit, and the pH should be between 7.0 to 7.5. You will find in the wild that Pictish catfish are scavengers and will eat pretty much anything that they can find. By nature, they are omnivorous, so they will eat both meat and plant matter. Now, in the wild, in the warm waters of South America, they will be found eating insects, mostly dragonfly larvae, snails, small fish, and algae. So this makes keeping and feeding the Pictish cat very easily. They will consume pretty much everything you put in the aquarium. So you could do bloodworms, brine shrimp, Miasis shrimp, flakes, pellets, market shrimp. They'll eat just about anything. Catfish are easy to feed because they're always hungry and they're always willing to eat something. Now, tank mates for the Pictish catfish. This is real simple. Anything too large to be eaten. The Pictish catfish, just like most members of the Pimelotus family, will eat any fish that fits in their mouth. So do not keep the Pictish cat with guppies, mollies, or platies because they'll eventually become lunch. For the common Pictish catfish, tank mates can include things like gouramis, silver dollars, larger barbs like tinfoil barbs, and maybe tiger barbs, cichlids, etc. So that's information on the Pictish catfish. Now we're going to talk about my favorite version of the Pictish catfish, and that is the four-lined Pictish catfish. They grow bigger than the regular Pictish, so this makes them a perfect catfish to go in with Oscars and larger community cichlids and things like that. So the four-lined Pictish catfish, scientific name, Pimelotus blotchi, common names, four-lined Pictish, four-lined catfish, blotched Pictish. The four-lined Pimelotus was first described in 1840. They inhabit much of South and Central America, from Panama to Brazil. They are found in the Amazon and Orinoco River systems, as well as the Gulf of Paria and throughout much of Guyana. The first part of their common name comes from the fact that they have four lateral stripes on their flanks, while the Latin term Pimelotus means fat tooth. Other common names they are known by include four-line pimodella, dusky pimeloded, blotched catfish, antenna catfish, and flat-nosed catfish. They prefer moderately fast-flowing river systems and are found near the bottom where they locate and hunt for food. They feed on insects and very small fish, but will also scavenge for fruit and leftovers. Four-line pimelotus are gregarious and enjoy the company of their own kind. Now, as I said, the four-line pictus gets much bigger than the regular pictus. The four-line pictus gets up to 12 inches in length. So I recommend 75 gallons up. Ideally, you'd want a 6-foot aquarium for a four-line pictus. These catfish are not hard to keep if proper conditions are met. They require aquariums 55 gallons and up and can be messy, so frequent cleanings are required. They are unfussy about water parameters and will eat nearly anything. They become hardy if these conditions are met when they are first transferred to a new aquarium. And I can tell you from experience, the four-line pictus is much hardier than the common pictus. They can adjust to almost any water parameters, but you want to give them the best water parameters that you can. Four-line pictus are omnivores that are far from fussy. They will happily consume most fish foods, but they do prefer meaty foods, especially worms. Their scavenger instincts will make them easy to feed. They'll eat all kinds of live, fresh, and flake foods, as well as pellets, tablets, and any foods that reach the bottom region of the aquarium. Four-line pimelotus are usually peaceful, gregarious fish, existing well and peaceful to semi-aggressive communities. They will, however, consume small fish like neon tetras and will sometimes nip at slow, longer fin fish if they become bored. And remember, they get 12 inches in length, so they can eat smaller fish. So good tank mates for the four-line pimelota catfish include Oscars, Severums, chocolate cichlids, Walru, and other large South and Central American cichlids. They also include silver dollars, red hooks, and other large cherufins. They do good with other larger catfish like armored catfish like Raphael cats or Niger cats, Irwini cats, or other large Pictish cats. They do great with other four-line cats. You can also keep them with some of the following species we're going to discuss, like the ornate pimelotus. So there's a wide variety of fish you can keep them with. Just remember, they will eat anything that is small enough to fit in their mouth. They'll eat it. So that is the four-line pimelotus catfish. Now I'm going to talk to you about one of my personal favorite pimelotus catfish. Now, before I moved to Florida, I was very fortunate to have a nice trio of this pimelotus species, and I really miss having them because they were really personable. Every time I threw shrimp or tilapia into the tank, they would come to the top just to eat. A very beautiful catfish, one of my personal favorites, and I think if you have a big tank, this should be a fish that you should get. However, this catfish is quite expensive, but it makes up for it with their personality. Pimelotus ornatus, ornate pim, one of my personal favorites. Now, they're widespread throughout much of northern South America. It's been recorded in various major river systems in Colombia, Venezuela, Guyana, Suriname, French Guyana, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina. These include the Rio Cargentins, Rio Esquabo, Rio Orinoco, Rio Parana, and the Amazon itself. So ornate pims are found all over South America. They tend to be found in shallow, flowing waters over sandy or muddy substrates. including both main river channels and their tributaries. So they're also very active, like the Pictus cat as well. Now, the ornate Pictus reaches about 11 inches in length, so they're going to need a large tank like the four-line Pictus would need. So for them, I would say six-foot aquariums are what you're looking at for ornate Pictus to thrive. And they like to be kept in schools. They do much better in schools, the ornate Pictus. So always keep that in mind. You're going to need at least three of them. It's an active species and needs a big tank, like I said. And you're going to want to do at least a 125-gallon aquarium. Ornate PIMS do best in a dimly lit aquarium with plenty of swimming spaces and a few hiding places to provide security. You won't see it move around as much in a brightly lit tank, so always keep that in mind. Under lower light conditions, it will cruise around at most times of the day once settled. As with most catfish, a fine sandy substrate is preferable. Also, the addition of some driftwood roots and branches and perhaps some smooth, rounded stones would help to simulate the kind of river environment the species inhabits in nature. Water conditions. Most sources recommend a somewhat restrictive temperature range of 75 to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. However, given the species' natural distribution and migratory nature, it is likely to be much more tolerant than this. pH 6.0 to 7.2. Now, the ornate Pictus, from my experience, is very easy to feed, although you may need to add food at night until the fish are acclimatized to their surroundings. But they eat pretty much anything. I recommend feeding market shrimp, tilapia, bloodworms, pellets, and give them a good quality diet. Give them good quality fish food. The ornate PIM is real simple to keep once it starts eating. And once they're new to an aquarium, they might not eat until nighttime, but once they get used to their aquarium, they'll start eating like pigs, and that's what I miss about them. Pimodella ornatus is some of the most sought-after Pimolotus that is imported with any regulatory, and thus tends to be fairly expensive. Sorry about that. So, yes, ornate PIMs are really expensive. For the three I had in Mass, I think I paid like $170 for all three. But they are gorgeous fish, and definitely worth the price. If I can find some in Florida or online again, I will definitely get some more ornate PIMs. Beautiful, beautiful fish. They're one of the most gorgeous Pimolotus catfish out there. And that is the ornate PIM catfish. A beautiful, striking fish. So if you have any questions on any of the catfish that I've mentioned so far, or you want to talk about Pimolotus catfish and you're listening live, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 516-418-5674. All right, now we're going to talk about the vulture catfish. I had a vulture catfish in Massachusetts before I left to Florida as well, and it was one of my personal favorite catfish because it was very active and it looked like a shark, a freshwater shark, and I missed the vulture cat very much. But luckily, I'm going to be getting one this coming Friday. This Friday, I have a vulture cat coming in, so I'm excited for that. The thing to know about vulture cats is they get pretty large, and they're like a miniature bolt cat because they're very active, they get pretty big, and they like to swim. So always keep that in mind. The vulture catfish is a common species throughout much of the Amazon, typically in shallow waters where it often scavenges on discarded fish from fishing boats and villages. Despite its relatively small mouth, it has a powerful bite and is sought to actively attack weak or injured larger fish in nature. In the aquarium, it has a well-deserved reputation for being aggressive, and so it should only be kept with hardy, fast-moving tank mates. Vulture cats are found in Peru and Brazil. The locale is Rio Amazonas outside Iquitos, Peru. Their diet, they are predatory fish, and they're a fish eater. However, I, from personal experience, have been able to get my vulture cat to accept sinking frozen foods and prepared foods. He ate everything from market shrimp to Akari Carnivore Delight pellets, everything. Now, the vulture cat reaches 20 inches in length, sometimes even more. So you're looking at a tank size of 180 gallons and bigger. Compatibility. They're very predatory and often aggressive, so they have to be kept with other large aggressive fish. Pacus, arowanas, datnoids, red-tailed cats, tiger shovelnose, large dorated catfish like the Niger and the Uruwenai. Those are some tank mates that can do well with vulture cats, even Maniguet cichlids, dovives, etc. Those all do good with vulture catfish. Last but not least, we're going to talk about the marbled pin catfish, another favorite catfish of mine. This catfish is used to create hybrids. The marbled pin has been hybridized with tiger shovelnose, and that's a beautiful fish. That's one of the only hybrid catfish I would buy, but I have yet to see one in person in years. I have had one before, very beautiful, striking catfish. So the marbled pin, scientific name is Lirius longibarbus, and they are in the family Pimelodus. They are known from the Rio Orinoco in Colombia and Venezuela, Rio Esquibo in Guyana, and the Amazon Basin in Brazil, Peru, and Bolivia. They inhabit large rivers and lakes. It lurks among submerged tree roots and other refuges during daylight hours, emerging at night to feed. Now, this catfish gets pretty big. They get to be about 30 inches, so keep that in mind if you're wanting to get a marbled pin catfish. So you're going to need 180 gallons and up for a marbled pin because they get really large. They get huge, ladies and gentlemen. Now, a marbled pin, by nature, is a fissivorous catfish, which means it eats fish. However, when I kept marbled pins, they ate everything. They're very easy to feed. So you should feed them market shrimp, tilapia, earthworms, bloodworms, brine shrimp, a lot of meaty foods. And once in a while, you can give them shriners as a treat, or you can give them guppies as a treat. Once in a great while, that should not be part of their staple diet because you don't want to get them just eating fish because then that's all they're going to eat. Now, this is a catfish that gets pretty big, 30 inches, so it will eat smaller fish. So it needs to be kept with other large growing fish. So tank mates can include peacock bass. They can include larger geophagus, they can include arowanas, they can include pacu, Oxydorus niger, Megalodorus irwinii, Petrodorus granulosis. So there's a lot of tank mates that can live with the marbled pin catfish. Very beautiful catfish, and definitely one that is suitable for only large aquariums and ponds. If you have a pond, this catfish is perfect for you. All right, that's all of the Pimelodus catfish that I'm going to talk about on today's episode. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when I come back from commercial, I have a special announcement, and then we're going to recap and end our show today. So we're back with more right after this.
Hey guys, my name is Tyler Moon and I am a social media influencer and a current author. Not only do I make fun YouTube content, but I also published a book called The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter. It is a mystery book where it's about a young man who moves from his home country to the United States and to get assimilated to the hearing world, but unluckily he encounters an interpreter and he grew later to like, but then is later found missing and goes dead under mystery circumstances. Check out the book in store.bookbaby.com and search up The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter. Or you can go on Google and search up The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter and you can find a link there, or you can find the hard copy version. Also, check out my YouTube channel in the link of my bio in @Paul_Aramuni, which is called Paul Aramuni Vlogs. Thanks, and I hope to see you guys along this journey with me.
Would you like to win a copy of the murder mystery book The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter by Paul Aramuni? All you need to do is email Aquina Alex with your name and address so that in case you win the hardcover copy can be sent your way. Your email counts as an entry. Good luck everyone and thanks for the support you're showing my best friend. Deadline for entries is April 20th. About The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter. The Truth of an Unknown Interpreter is an intriguing fictional story, with some elements of a real-life experience. A young man who is hard of hearing moves from his home country to live in a state in the U.S. He wishes to get assimilated to the hearing world but needs an interpreter to enable him to communicate effectively to others and understand what is being taught in class. His first experience with interpreters was not good, but when he moved to the U.S., he met a nice interpreter who he grew to like. Unluckily, this interpreter goes missing and is later found dead under mysterious circumstances. The young man gets another interpreter, who turns out to be his worst nightmare. It turns out that this interpreter is involved in an evil cult, which offers human beings for sacrifices.
Okay, so if you would like to win a copy of the murder mystery book, The Truth of the Unknown Interpreter, please email me, alexgoyankeescardinelli19@gmail.com, with your name and your address, so just in case you win, I can send the book your way. Now, I'm excited to tell you that we're going to be doing a contest for our 500th episode. But before I announce that contest or that giveaway, I must inform you that the 500th episode has been pushed back a little bit. So instead of airing on April 26th, it'll air on May 15th. But it's still going to be an awesome party and an awesome episode. So our 500th episode will be airing on May 15th, and it's going to have 5 special guests, 4 fish keepers, and then Paul Aramuni, who will be talking about his book. And he'll announce the winner of the Truth of the Unknown Interpreter book giveaway. So that's going to be exciting. Now, my giveaway, Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast 500th Episode Prize Giveaway, where the winner receives a $50 liveaquaria.com gift certificate. And you could win a $50 liveaquaria.com gift certificate. All you have to do is enter the contest. So how to enter? Leave a review on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, either on our Facebook page, the Aquarium Network, or any of our podcast platforms. Just search on Google Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Also, send me up to 3 photos of your favorite fish. Your fish could be used in episodes and or a new logo. Pictures must be owned by you. Email the pictures to alexgoyankeescardinelli19@gmail.com or message me on Facebook with them. Also include your name and your email so I can send you the gift certificate in case you win as well. So you must do both steps to be entered. You must leave a review on Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast, either on Facebook page, the Aquarium Network, or any of the podcast platforms, and you must send me 3 photos of your favorite fish. So the deadline for entries is now May 13th. So you have from now, the final day of March, to May 13th to submit your entries. We only have 1 entry so far, and come May 13th, if there's no more entries, he will be the winner of the 500th episode giveaway, and he will win the $50 LiveAquaria.com gift certificate. So good luck, everybody, and I hope to see some beautiful pictures. Saturday, I'll have an official promo for the giveaway, so I don't have to keep talking about it. And also have a new promo for our 500th episode that I'm really excited about. So a quick recap. Today we talked about the Pimelotus catfish. We learned about the Pictus catfish, which is one of the most common catfish in the Pimelotus family. They grow to 5 inches. They need an aquarium of 55 gallons and up. And they like to be kept in schools, so you need at least 3 or 4 Pictus catfish. 4-line Pictus grow up to 12 inches. They grow bigger than the regular Pictus, and they need to be kept in a 75-gallon aquarium or more. So that's going to do it for our show today. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our episode, and I hope you learned a lot about Pimelotus catfish. I'd like to say thank you to all the Facebook groups that allow me to promote my episodes. So thank you all the wonderful Facebook fish groups for allowing me to promote today's episode. And, of course, special thank you to everybody who tuned into today's episode. Whether you're a live listener or an archive listener, I appreciate your listen. Our next episode of the Catfish Cave will be on Corydoras catfish, and it'll feature a special guest. Although the special guest has passed away, she'll still be on the show from archived episodes that I did with her. So that's going to be interesting. So make sure you tune in to next week's Catfish Cave, where we'll learn about Corydoras catfish. So with that being said, I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great rest of your week, and I'll see you on the next episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast. Enjoy the aquarium hobby, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast with Alex Cardinale. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Aquarium Hobbyist Podcast and learned some awesome information on tropical fish and aquariums. Thank you for your support and your listen. Please like our Facebook page, The Aquarium Network, for show news and show promotion so you don't miss all the episodes. Check out Alex on Instagram for fish pictures and more. Alex Cardinal 93. Have a great rest of your day.